Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a good question to ask when people come up to you and they shake your hand or they smile at you and they say, how are you feeling today? Hopefully you're feeling well and you'll feel better after spending some time with us here. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. We are not here to win arguments. We are bold with our statements and our thoughts, but it's not about arguing. A lot of people think listening to arguing on the radio is a lot of fun. Frankly, I don't, and that's why we don't. Once in a while we have an argument, but we don't declare, you're wrong and I'm right. It's not how it works. Although
unless you're wrong and I'm right.
All right. I don't want to hurt your reputation, but I think because I've been around longer, I've probably been right more than you, Jennifer.
Only maybe because of the timeline.
Maturity, yes, right. That's what it is. Okay, so let's feel good. As I said, the idea of this program is basically to get you to feel good. So Jennifer will lead off the hour with a feel good. It probably loses its starch when you keep underscoring, yeah, this is a feel good story like the rest
of
the world.
Yeah, we'll let you be. We'll let you decide. It's kind of like, oh, let me tell you something so funny. No.
Okay.
Yes, you get to decide if it's feel good or not. I'm going to tell you that the name Chastity Patterson is trending. Do any of you know why?
Nope.
Okay. She's a 23-year-old woman from Arkansas, and pardon me, I have fire voice still, so I'm a little congested, right. But a 23-year-old woman from Arkansas who lost her father 4 years ago, but she continued to text his cell phone every day just to update him about her life.
You missed that. Yesterday we told us, but go ahead, tell it again. It's a good story. No, go ahead.
She never got a response from the number until this week. She texted her father just like she did every day the night before the fourth anniversary of his death. She said, hey, Dad, it's me. Tomorrow's going to be a tough day again. In her text, the woman recapped all of the highs and lows she'd gone through. She'd beat cancer. She had been taking better care of herself like she promised her father she would. She talked about how she finished college and she graduated with honors and how she'd fallen in love but then had her heart broken. And she said, you would have killed him, which is kind of funny. But one day, so this day, the fourth anniversary comes around of her father's death, and for the very first time, she got a text message back. She received a response from a man who had been receiving her messages over the past 4 years. His name was Brad, and apparently he lost his daughter in a car accident back in August of 2014. He introduced himself. He said, my name is Brad. I lost my daughter in a car wreck August 2014, and your messages have kept me alive. When you text me, I know it's a message from God. I've listened to you for years. I've watched you grow more than anyone. I've wanted to text you back for years, but I didn't want to break your heart. He said he wished his daughter would have become the woman that Patterson became. He said, I'm sorry you have to go through this, but if it makes it any better, I am very proud of you. P.S. I think your father would be happy to know you bought another dog instead of having children. Patterson posted the exchange to her Facebook page, and she said that today was her sign that everything was going to be okay and that she can let him rest. That post went viral, got a lot of attention on social media. And I don't know, I just thought it was kind of a cool story, one that is is got a silver lining as opposed to some of the other stuff we focus on. And think about this. These two people didn't know each other, and they were brought together by the universe because they needed someone. And
when
I think that's really cool.
First saw that, Jennifer, I thought to myself, wow, this is really cool. I didn't read the whole story, as Victoria would be happy to tell you that I often don't before I jump into a story. I looked at that, and I thought, wow, this is a great story for my Your Hidden Power show that's on, because it's spirit is talking. And you know what? In reality, that really is kind of the way I look at this still. Even though there was a physical person, this physical person was motivated, I think, by something that we can't see, we can't smell, we can't touch, we can't taste, we can't hear. That's
well, and this person suffered a loss,
power.
Too. I think what's really cool is that these two people obviously needed whatever relationship sprung up between the two of them. And so I think that's the thing we should celebrate, is just having faith that somehow, even when we suffer incredible losses, that we're going to be okay, and that we'll have people around us, whether we know them or not, that are going to help us through these things. So kind of a cool story.
Yep. Now, other names in the, I guess, we're in the Situation Room here on the DJV program. Abu Hassan al-Muha, is that how you pronounce his name? Who is supposedly the next in line after al-Baghdadi. I got bumped off as well. I got a kick out of Trump sort of looking like John Wayne. Boom, 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 boom. Or bang, 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 bang.
You know why he did that, right? You know why that tough rhetoric? I don't know. We didn't have a chance to talk about it, but
tell us,
I mean, from my perspective, and I know you guys go, oh, well, you love Trump and you think everything, but I actually think his speech on Sunday morning.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Yeah. No, I was just telling you what you were thinking, I'm sure. But on Sunday morning, the speech that he gave when it was announced that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed is, that rhetoric was not by mistake. The language that Trump used, it was, I'm going to say the G word. It was pretty genius. Because for extremists, for the people that followed al-Baghdadi, dogs are the lowest form of life. And, I mean, there's nothing worse on the planet than dogs. And so to say that he was hunted down like a dog, that he was killed by an American dog, that symbolism was meant to go out to the supporters of al-Baghdadi, who Trump painted this leader who had set people on fire, a real tough guy, who set that Jordanian pilot on fire in a cage, who raped and sex trafficked women, who was a stone cold murderer, and showed him to be a coward, said he was crying and begging for his life, and the fact that he was killed by an American dog, that was all said purposefully.
But he blew himself up.
He did, but he was cornered by a dog, essentially. The dog tracked him down into a
tunnel.
The
dog okay? Because that's all I care about. Okay. Right.
The dog actually was hurt, but recovered. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Good.
And there's pictures of him. He's so cute. All over social media now. They didn't declassify his name, but they declassified his image, so you can see him all over the place.
So,
but that's why. He chose that language on purpose.
Yeah. Right,
because you're still fighting the rhetoric of extreme Islam.
The question comes, SEAL Team 6 are the ones that got rid of Osama bin Laden. This was Delta Force. I didn't realize. Well, I remember the movie Delta
that was
Force.
With Larry the Cable Guy. Delta Force, remember?
but there was Chuck Norris movie, as I remember. George Kennedy was in it. Anyway, the point is that we have two of these. I don't know why we need two of them. Maybe that would be a question to ask somebody who knows a lot more than I do. Special Forces Delta, responsible for cornering al-Baghdadi, and then he blew himself up with his wife and his children and all that. I think we know all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Why, once again, when Osama bin Laden decided, President Obama decided to have the remains of Osama bin Laden thrown out to sea, or his body buried at sea, everybody wondered, wow, did he really die? This is just... Blah, blah, blah. So apparently...
the same thing happened with this guy.
Yeah, it took the page
from
that.
That's what they do. Because if they bury them someplace, the followers will tend to go and dig them up.
Right,
and
they'll make a big martyr out of the whole thing, yeah.
Really? Okay.
But they take DNA samples, though, so they confirm. Yeah.
So
With Osama bin Laden, who had so many health problems that were well documented, that was a pretty easy confirmation.
What about the video footage of the actual shootout? There are people who are trying to urge the president to release that. I don't want really. So I don't have to watch it. I don't want to watch it. Is that a good idea, though? What happens? It is because?
It is because you're fighting an ideology. The caliphate is gone, so you're not fighting a group of people in a certain space. You're fighting people whose minds are being corrupted online or by people. And so if you release the ultimate demise of the person they thought was their big guru, that, yes, will help fight the ideology.
Mm. Lindsey Graham, who's been at odds with the president for the last week or two, for several reasons that we didn't give him enough, we didn't get
including Syria. That was the main reason.
Yeah, right. It was. Yeah, yeah.
But obviously,
they had
this is part of the deal.
Then, yeah.
I mean,
and
this
then
is part.
Lindsey Graham's back on his side.
The intel came from the Kurds. So if that puts into perspective, everybody was saying the Kurds hate us. They're, you know, we've turned our backs. This intel came from Kurdish leadership that actually led us to al-Baghdadi. He was hiding in this area. So I don't know. There's a lot being done.
That's even more reason why we shouldn't have turned our backs on the Kurds. They proved they proved their worth many, many times over.
But what I'm saying is I don't think that we did. I think we still have a relationship. In fact, the Kurdish leader said he was happy with the ceasefire and all of this stuff. So I think that a lot was being made in the media because a lot's always being made in the media about every decision that the administration ever makes. So,
Well, in this circumstance, there seems to be a little more uniform, universal support. The administration is also working to ease regulations on humanitarian trade with Iran, something else in the Middle East. There's a new mechanism to ensure Iran gets food and medicine, other forms of aid. Now, was that all? Was everything cut out? The Iran weapon program was the cause of all of the uppity-duppity, and now this new humanitarian mechanism helps companies that seek to engage in humanitarian trade with Iran to be able to do that. What's the situation internally in Iran? I guess I don't much think about it. Do you think much about it? What's going on in Iran?
I think because we don't know and because they don't let us know what's really happening to the people.
You mean the leadership of Iran.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, food for thought, literally and figuratively. Here on the DJV, say it again. There it is, Doug. The DJV program. It's 18 after the hour.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Perhaps
we should transition to one of the other lovely cover
artists.
Versions.
Yeah.
My car's starting.
It's a little distracting.
Make You Feel My Love is the name of the song. This is just as bad. Michael Bolton, for God's sakes. Can we find somebody else that did this?
The Garth Brooks one is my favorite version. But we got to get through the story to tell what we're talking
about. Let's play that, The song is Make You Feel My Love.
I don't know
simple,
why I even try.
Piano, quiet. We're all right. We're safe now. Simple piano ballad from one of Bob Dylan's later albums. It's been around since 1997. The first version was by Billy Joel. This is now the listening to the Bob Dylan thing, you'd be interested to know maybe that it ranks in the top 10 most covered Dylan songs. Song that he wrote, but lots of people like Michael Bolton, Adele,
so many
Garth Brooks,
people.
Neil Diamond, Boy George, Brian Ferry, Joan Osborne, Kelly Clarkson performed it as a duet with Ben Platt in 1998. Self-professed Billy Joel fanatic Garth Brooks cut kind of a mellow country rendition for the soundtrack of the Sandra Bullock movie Hope Floats. Trisha Yearwood also contributed a version to the film soundtrack as well. But it would be Adele who made the song one of the biggest ballads of the past decade. She said, "They're the most beautiful lyrics I've ever read or heard or sung." Your pal Ed Sheeran, Kara, sang it on stage a few times back in 2011, calling it my favorite song of the festival, the Glastonbury Festival, mentioning Adele's version at another performance. This is nice. I like this.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to
see, she got a new boyfriend. You see, she lost a lot of weight.
She got rid of the, she got rid of the unhappy marriage weight.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, cover versions of this song you make. I wanted to give you another title. Make You Feel My Love has been covered enough so that it's sold 10 million copies. Apparently, Adele's version has generated more than 200 million streams. The way that she sings a song, though, man, you can't get away from grabbing yourself around it. Make You Feel My Love. See, I started out not wanting to hear what we were listening to, and now I'm very happy.
Well, it's just a testament to Bob Dylan's ability to write.
To write, yes.
So well and so beautifully.
He's
right. Well, Bob Dylan was never a singer.
Great poet. He's a great poet.
Yeah, exactly. And then all it takes is a voice like Adele. I personally love the Garth Brooks version, too. One of my favorites, yeah. But I haven't heard Ed Sheeran do it, but I bet he would do a great job with it, too.
Yeah.
He does ballads really well.
Next up, the story. Remember we started last week talking about Kurt Cobain's green cardigan sweater from the MTV Unplugged concert. It was up for auction on Saturday. $334,000.
For a stinky, unwashed sweater.
For an unwashed sweater with cigarette burns
record.
And a missing button.
Most expensive sweater ever sold at auction. And more than doubling its final bid sale price from 4 years ago. But it sold $137,000 then. I shouldn't say it judgmentally. What the heck's wrong with people?
People have a lot of money to spend, and I wish they would give some of it to me.
Yeah. All right, send money to Kara. Right? At Seashell and Twitter, at Seashell and 2L's, 2N's.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you own an iPhone or iPad, you know these devices have some limitations. And so yesterday, we told you about the Jukebox Mini. It's a 7-in-1 adapter for iPhone and iPad, where you can connect things like a USB drive to your iOS device. Gabor Dooley from Jukebox Mini explains.
Jukebox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone. It offers true wireless connectivity in an all-in-one hub. So for the first time ever, you can use a traditional mouse and keyboard on your iPad. We have a built-in browser, so you can basically do everything online on an iPad with a mouse.
And so that means for the first time, you can connect a keyboard or mouse to your iOS device. Check out the Dubox Mini at dubox.com. That's dubox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying, "Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call." Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're all here at 34 after the hour, heralding another great hour of conversation. At least that's the way I describe it. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen in Washington at the controls. We have an attitude here that seems to win people over. Started the last half hour with a good story, so let's have another one, Victoria.
Yeah, well, this is a good story, and it's kind of a what was old is now new again. And in the state of Virginia, the health regulators there are asking state lawmakers to greenlight a licensing system for music therapy. And they actually want to make this a licensed therapeutic healing modality. And so they want regulators to set credentialing standards for therapists, as well as set up a system for the state to look into any complaints and things like that. So just like going to psychotherapy, or if you go to hypnosis, things like that are all regulated, they want music therapy to be right up there on the same level. They said music therapy is so important because it helps people with various medical conditions develop everything from language skills to motor coordination. They also say it can provide a drug-free way to regulate moods in people with depression. It fosters socialization and in those with limited means of communication. And they actually cite World War II. It gained, music therapy actually gained popularity in veterans hospitals during World War II as doctors became more interested in music's ability to heal the soldiers, both physically and mentally. And so this is something that I think for some reason back in World War II, doctors were behind this and didn't think of it as some sort of, you know, I don't know what you would call it, snake oil stuff. Like, they somehow along the way, music therapy has fallen off as something like, you know, how people, and you know this, Doug, from hosting Your Hidden Power, there are so many different healing modalities out there and so many different ways, but a lot of people in the mainstream dismiss it. And so there are so many, sound therapy is a thing now that's been around for centuries, if not thousands of years. And so that's the Tibetan singing bowls, things like that are becoming more and more popular, but they're also still kind of considered to be niche and maybe a little bit woo-woo. So it's kind of interesting that the Virginia health regulators really want music therapy to be a licensed and recognized healing modality for all these people, you know, for all, and this goes for kids to adults, seniors, everybody. I think everyone can benefit from music.
So many people listen to this program on the days that I sing. There's such therapeutic value to that, and the ladies that are here.
I think you're confusing. I think those are the days
people
go to therapy because
right.
Yeah, I think there's a difference there.
Really? Okay. All right, so that's good. Good stuff. So how, while we're in New Jersey and while we're with you, Victoria, East Rutherford, New Jersey, how far is that from where you are on the coast? East Rutherford?
East Rutherford is Giant Stadium. It's right outside New York City.
Okay. Are you familiar with the new mall called the American Dream, which opened this past weekend?
I am not, but in fairness, I have been in Manhattan a long time, and there are no malls, so I'm slowly dipping my toe back into mall culture.
All right, so they haven't quite finished it yet, but they want to open it in time for the fall Christmas shopping time. Mm-hmm. This has been in the works since 2003. It is a combination of all kinds of things, a huge space, bigger than the Mall of Minneapolis. What do they call that?
It's bigger than the Mall of America?
Mall of America. Yeah, right. You can ski in it. You can go to the movies. You can ride a Ferris wheel. There's a water park inside this building. It is huge, and 450 different retail shops, specialty shops, food shops, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what the truth is? East Rutherford, if you've ever flown into New York or into Newark Airport, East Rutherford is just kind of a desolate
flatland,
swamp land with a big stadium on it.
Yep.
So it's giant stadium and then really nothing else around it. So there's certainly a lot of land there, but I thought the Mall of America was like 13 football fields long or something.
This is 3 million square feet.
Wow.
It cost $5 billion to build. This is something that actually they started on it in 2003, but the idea came out in 1996. The project was then known as Xanadu after the movie.
And, you know, in typical New Jersey fashion, there are like two lanes to get to this, too.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a traffic nightmare.
And
if you're trying to drive anywhere near East Rutherford on the Garden State Parkway or the Turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike, they both run right by it. If it's a Giants or a Jets game, you're screwed. You're just sitting in two-lane traffic that goes nowhere. So I don't know why anyone would want to brave that to go to a mall.
The people who created this envision the average person spending 9 hours there.
Wow.
To shop, to have fun, to go to the movies, to eat. You could spend a day in this thing.
People do that at Mall of America. They take vacations.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've heard people take vacations, and then you go multiple days.
Take a vacation
there's so much
to mall
see.
To go to the mall?
Yeah.
That's really?
Part of the thing, actually. I would do that.
Wow.
Did I just give Jen her next big vacation idea?
I'm going to put on my dream board.
Wow. Yeah. Some good news. A couple of things from North Korea that are worth spending a moment or two on. There's a defector that has come to the surface from North Korea who is talking about how different life is as the next generation comes along. This on the heels of North Korea urging the U.S. to come back to the negotiating table before the end of the year. One of these senior North Korean officials warning there could be an exchange of fire. You know, nobody's paying any attention to that stuff anymore because it's just so much ho-ho. But I think the more important thing coming out of North Korea is this fellow Thai Young-ho, who says that there's a huge generational divide over how people in his country view the United States. The old-timers don't trust America. But the younger people, the millennial, this is sort of putting these two together, I find interesting. The millennial North Korean. What does that sound like to you when I say that? The millennial North Korean. Anyway, they think differently. They've grown up and they actually, they know who Bill Gates is. They know what Windows is. Apparently, they haven't been kept away as much as we've been told or what we, I've been under the impression that nobody's got any internet at all or any connections or any devices.
That's because, well, that's what they want everyone to think, because these are the millennials and kids who probably, who are, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. They're all being taught how to code and hack. So the North Koreans are hacking every other country that they can hack. And then selling it for profit. So they want us to believe that they barely have 3G. No, they don't. They probably have 5G infrastructure, and we don't even know that. And we don't even have that yet here.
So, but now it does make sense then, Victoria, that they would have, if they've got that ability, that they would be using it on their own. You know, you can't, okay, we got this device, we're doing a hacking.
Our government has already, and the U.S. government has already traced a lot of different hackings that have happened and breaches. They've traced it back to North Korea.
Yeah, so, and don't forget, North Korea is really in bed with China, and everything that happens with North Korea is happening because of China. So I'm sure that the leadership has technology. It would surprise me if the everyday people have technology, because you don't have more defectors, and I think that you would have a lot more if they had opportunity to the internet, figure out how to get out of there.
Yeah.
I think they have, like, slave labor
defectors.
Of kids,
yes,
young
they
people.
Do.
Yeah.
I think they do, too, yeah. All right, so while we're talking about Bill Gates and Microsoft, yesterday the Pentagon announced that they're giving a contract to Microsoft for $10 billion to create what they call the Jedi Cloud. And apparently this
that
is secret.
Creepy.
It does sound creepy, but the creepiest
Jedi
thing about it
is what I think of.
There's no information other than the announcement that Microsoft got the $10 billion contract to create this cloud. And so what is that? Amazon was a bidder on it, I guess, and a couple of other companies, but now they feel that Microsoft is the best one to do it. But nobody knows on the outside what it is. I mean, it's bound to leak sooner or later. But, yeah, it does sound on the heels of the next Star Wars, using that, the Jedi term at the Pentagon. Well, that just seems kind of Mondo Bizarro to me.
Didn't they use, like, the Star Wars term in the 80s, too?
I think, well...
Wasn't that a Reagan thing or something with satellites?
Yeah, I think maybe I'm sort of vaguely remembering that. Yeah, I'd have to go nose around a little bit, Victoria, but yeah, I think so. So there we have it, boys and girls. $10 billion of your hard-earned tax money is going to go for the Pentagon's new Jedi Cloud, whatever the hell that is. I'm sure we'll find out sooner or later. It doesn't sound good, though, Jennifer, does it? No, it doesn't sound good.
Well, I just think of the Jedi mind trick, which this whole predictive thinking that's going on with computers, that freaks me out. Because when they can think better than we do, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah. 45 after the hour, solving, addressing the problems and solving them. That's what we do here on the DJV program.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and... they don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Dogs were over in Asia. Be interested in the story of this 67-year-old woman who gave birth in China. Yes, I said 67.
This is the creepiest story. Yeah.
Retired doctor. Her name is Tian. Gave birth to a girl Friday at the Maternity and Child Health Hospital. She worked as a doctor. Hospital spokesperson said that she became pregnant naturally after using her medical knowledge to self-administer traditional Chinese fertility treatments. The baby came out by a cesarean section, weighed 5.5 pounds. Doctors said that during the C-section, we found that the woman's ovaries were just like that of a 40-year-old. They hadn't shrunk like a 60-year-old ovaries usually do. Her child and she transferred to an intensive care unit. Her vital signs are normal. Her husband, a 68-year-old named Huang, said the couple had decided to name new baby Tianxi, which means gift sent from heaven. So,
why would you want to be
a 60-year-old?
67 and
two
have
adult children and grandchildren. The grandchild is like 12, and they're kids. If I was the kid of this couple, I would be like, this is...
You know what, though? If it was, it happened naturally. If it's meant to be.
But she was doing treatments to get pregnant, though.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The news from China on the DJB program at 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Health focus on you and your life. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help you get healthy the right way. Think about what's going on in your life. One of the best things you can do to maintain your health, according to Jack, is to get your arse out of the seat and move. Move, 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 move. And the advice comes from you. Discovering, with a lot of, I guess, research behind it, Jack, what happens to people who have a sedentary lifestyle. I attribute my activity level to why I look as good as I do and feel as good as I do. I just keep moving.
And well, you're
you do too?
Yeah, all day long.
By the way, happy birthday again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. So keep moving. And what are we, in order to keep moving, what do we have to keep in mind? What is there, I mean, other than
well, you don't exercise. Have to get up. You don't have to get up every hour and go run a mile. You know, you do something as simple as when the phone rings and you're at your desk or your office, stand up and kind of walk back and forth a couple of paces while you answer the phone. A lot of people have digital watches now that can have little timers on them every half hour or so. When
you
have
one of those
office.
Walk things that measures how many steps you take. I've forgotten whether I'm being
Don't. But you've seen me in my workstation.
Yeah.
You see me go back and forth between rooms all day long. So
right.
I did it, you know, I don't know, a decade or so ago, and it was 10,000 something. I mean, it was a ridiculously high number.
Yeah.
And, you know, it use the stairs whenever you can, and, it, you know, you've if there's a water fountain or something in the office that you can use, don't always have water on your desk. Make yourself go to the water fountain. There's a lot of little extra things that you can
do
to make sure you get up and
just
move around.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking.
I'm not talking about going and joining a gym. I'm just talking. A couple of years ago in the Annals of Internal Medicine, a nice peer-reviewed medical journal, they had a great article. And they said that sitting for more than 1 hour without moving increases your risk for premature death.
Mm-hmm.
for more than 1 hour. You go to a movie, you're going to be there for 2 hours. You know,
the ladies that I work with on the DJV program get a kick out of me because in each break, I'm up and out of here. I'm gone doing something, moving around.
Yes.
And that's how I maintain, actually, strange as it seems, that's how I maintain a focus, because I get away from all the stuff that's in front of me.
That's a good point.
And, you know, you've changed the focus also, I think, is a good way. That changes your physical focus. It changes the environment that you're in. You got to think about part of what I think keeps people young is thinking as well as acting. You got to keep your mind going. So, all right, you get a couple of other suggestions here on what people. These are practical suggestions as to how to keep yourself moving.
Yes, well, on lunch break, don't sit there and eat at your workstation. Go down to the lunchroom. If you're in an area where the weather allows it, go outside and get some vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, most workplaces now have stations outside of the building. Walk, bike, run to work. I mean, that may be a little odd for some people to do. If you're taking a bus, if you can get off one stop before or one stop earlier, walk the rest of the way. The idea is to stimulate the heart, as there are exercise programs that say if you stimulate the heart two or three times a week really hard, it's as good as stimulating it every day of the week. Well, just standing up and walking around for a few minutes will give the heart a stimulation, and that's what we're talking about. Instead of just it's sitting there with dum, 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 you get up, you stimulate the heart.
The theme from Rawhide, keep them rolling, rolling, rolling. Right, that's it. Keep yourself rolling. Keep yourself moving. That's the way to get healthy. Here's another way to get healthy. The way to lose weight without going on a crash diet, without taking really harmful drugs or meaningless stimulants. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the all-natural, the singularly produced and promoted only natural way to lose weight. This is a safe program. It's been proven to be so effective, so helpful with weight loss. I don't know why people don't just go to this and not necessarily forget about the other stuff. As Jack is suggesting, exercise, because when you're on Calitren, number one ingredient is collagen, and that in your system helps you develop muscle. The more exercise, the more walking, the more moving you do, the more muscle is developed, pushes out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. That's how it works. You take four capsules a day. You can take the liquid, too, one tablespoon before you go to bed, an empty stomach, and get an adequate amount of rest. Wow, what a great success story. It's Calitren.com. Use the DJV code. The huge Halloween special on right now. Buy three, get three free. Don't miss out. It's Calitren.com, code DJV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.